Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And right now we are sitting with co-authors of a book called A Crate of Vodka. Their names are Alfred Koch and Igor Svinarenko. All right, again, the book is called A Crate of Vodka. It's about two Russian friends who revisit the years 1982 to 2001. It's about how their lives and the country they grew up in changed dramatically. It's about freedom, success, opportunity, mixed in with a little nostalgia, and new politics that continue today. All right, now, you say the period in your book is the only time Russia has known real freedom. Now, most Westerners would say that period would be 1989, from when the wall came down, to 2009. But you say it's 1982 to 2001. Why those years?
В 2001 году закончилась эпоха, которая началась
in 2001, an era ended that had begun in 1982. The reason we say that the freedom, and freedom is what we're talking about, started to be curtailed after 2001 is because in Russia we had a change of leadership, and here in America after 2001, the human and civil rights, of which Americans are so proud, have been severely clipped for reasons of security after 9/11.
All right, so the book is called A Crate of Vodka, and I'm wondering, how much vodka did the two of you really drink as you were writing the book?
Мы писали ее 2 года. Дело в том, что она сначала публиковалась в журнале.
Well, it took us 2 years to do the book because we published it originally chapter by chapter in the magazine Medved, which has 10 issues a year. So it took 2 years for the 20 chapters. And since there are 20 bottles of vodka in a Russian crate of vodka, that's the 20 chapters and the 2 years that we spent drinking.
How did you come up with the name, A Crate of Vodka?
Это мы придумали так просто для смеха.
We just thought it was funny. I mean, there's no deep significance. Просто... Well, the tradition in Russia is usually to have serious and not very serious conversation at the dinner table after a big meal and some vodka and some wine, and that's when the good conversation starts. So we drank that crate of vodka while discussing Russian and world history from 82 when Brezhnev died and the Soviet system began crumbling gradually. And ending in 2001 when the fashion for liberty started to end all over the world. Just last week, I went to Orlando with my son. At almost every step, people took my fingerprints, photographed my irises. And when I was buying tickets to Disney World, the cashier said, oh, yeah, and I see you were at Universal yesterday and MGM the day before that, and you're staying at this and that hotel. And I think that's a real violation of privacy. You know, they say that they're doing it for your own safety and security, but it reminds me of what Benjamin Franklin used to say, that people who are willing to give up liberty for security deserve neither.
So tell me, what is the essence of the book? What's the story you're trying to tell us? What are you trying to get across most?
Самое главное, мы хотим передать... истину, которую мы постигли.
What the main point we want to make is to tell the truth that we arrived at about Russian life and the world in general and the difficult path through which we had to travel to reach it, which involved consumption of vodka and writing under the influence. It's the way shamans take mystical mushrooms or dance themselves into a trance. And I suppose you're familiar with all of that because I think Carlos Castaneda is more popular here even than in Russia, but that's what we tried to do. But Russians don't drink vodka the way Americans will have a shot of scotch or something. It's something that you drink with someone else, and it's really the Russian method of meditation, drinking and talking and finding inner truth. And you could even say that vodka destroyed the Soviet Empire because by banning alcohol, vodka, production in the Soviet Union, Gorbachev deprived the country of a certain amount of revenue, which was exactly the amount that they needed to buy food abroad when oil prices went down and they couldn't pay. They didn't have enough hard currency, and the exact amount that was missing was the amount that they lost in alcohol revenues. And for that reason, the Soviet Union collapsed.
What do you see happening in world affairs in the next 5 years, and how does Russia fit in?
Всегда на этот вопрос отвечаю очень просто.
I don't think anything much is going to happen in the next 5 years. Russians and Americans aren't going to be hugging and kissing. We're not going to have a united government of the two countries. Maybe we will see the end of the financial crisis and the beginning of new economic growth. And maybe we'll see a new president in Russia. Though I doubt that too.
Once again, the book is called A Crate of Vodka, and the co-authors are Alfred Koch and Igor Svinarenko. Thank you very much.